So, flying at you next, it's the Bathrob Spears Broadside Show for, well, the 11th of May, 2023. But most of it's going to be a flashback from May 19th, 2011. We have a special guest on there, Paul Bernardino, who is a archivist, activist, and anti-fascist, so he describes himself. Anyway, you'll be hearing him shortly. But I'm doing a little brief introduction today because I regret not having more time and energy to put into, or motivation perhaps, both, to put into the a regular show because, let's turn up the volume a bit because it's a little hard to hear, I think, having some problems with my Audacity, that is to say the thing I use to record with. There is, of course, a crackdown happening. Specific sweeps of homeless people from the area that they fled after the Benchlands was depopulated and destroyed, the communities there, I should say, the homeless sanctuary that was there created by the Union of the Homeless and the communities of Santa Cruz, and the sort of in the midst of the COVID crisis. And actually, earlier, created by the police as a sort of a round them up, put them in one place, keep them out of the downtown area, under Police Chief Andy Mills and Martin Bernal when he was the city manager. So, folks anyway went to the Highway 9 area, among other places, too. Now they're being rousted, and they're being driven away. And there are some people who are very concerned about that, as we all should be. I wish I had more energy, and I'm using the excuse of lack of energy to avoid the large focus on this issue and also a sense of futility. We were at the Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom meeting today, the HUF meeting, and it was there were several passionate voices. Well, one in particular that spoke out demanding that we do something but not knowing what to do, and that's I suggested it could be we could try to get an injunction because that was successful at the Benchlands or prior to the Benchlands. It helped create the Benchlands. There's a possibility of encouraging homeless people with house support to stay firm and not move and rely on the Martin versus Boise decision. There's, of course, the old approach that Brent Adams used of coming in and massively offering to help people move their stuff because some people feel it's futile to resist the police, and that's something that happens naturally all the time because that's Santa Cruz's anti-homeless attitude, the authorities' attitude of that, which I had hoped, and I continue to speak out over the years in favor of fighting and trying to change that and demanding basic human rights for people. If you haven't got a place for people to be, don't move them from the shelter and the communities that they have created already. So the new deadline in the, I guess some would call it the Sycamore Grove area. It's the area near the Twin Trees as you leave Santa Cruz, head for Felton on Highway 9, on the right side of the road, between the road and the river, that the police are telling people they have to leave by Monday, 9 o'clock in the morning, or have their property seized, their bodies, I guess, seized because it's trespass. And probably scaring most people out and deeper into the area, perhaps across the highway, the higher hill area, which will then be demolished because the city council has already passed a $250,000 appropriation to a private company to move in and destroy, along with the police, the encampments of probably more than 100 people that are in the Poganip that were driven away from the Benchlands without adequate housing or even shelter. That's still happening again, and I would like to suggest that if people have ideas for resisting this or want to work on projects for resisting this, please give me a call on the HUF line at 831-423-4833. The most obvious thing is to get an injunction from some of the people who want to stay there and want to make a stand and show their visibility in that way, be high profile. I have been reluctant to suggest that because I suggested it a lot during the Benchlands. We took a lot of names down. We took declarations and phone numbers, and then they sat there, and we never were able to, or I wouldn't say we didn't choose to, because we didn't really have the expertise to do it. But in theory, it did, I suppose, boil down ultimately to motivation and energy to be able to do that. And that we haven't been able to find that since that, you know, grand victory in December of 2020, when the community essentially held back the police for a day, and then the Union of the Homeless, Anthony Prince, and a number of the survival campers in the Duck Pond area successfully got an injunction stopping the city from destroying the San Lorenzo camp when it included the upper area as well. Now, of course, the entire area is a no-go land for homeless folks. Also, Sarah Ringler, who writes the Surf City Times and can be reached at sring@cruzio.com, is interested in letting people know what's going on around the issue of the fight to stop the sweeps in the Poganip, the current oversized vehicle ordinance, which is currently in court, or I should say in the court of, which isn't really a legal court, but it's, well, in a way it is. It's the Coastal Commission hearing where they are considering the city's attempt to criminalize OVOs throughout the city, but particularly to get a permit to do it in the coastal zone. And I'll hopefully be having a report on that on Sunday. There's a number of folks who are fighting it there. Reggie Meisler has gone to Sacramento to fight it. I guess some people are on the Zoom fighting it. We tried to do that, couldn't figure out how to Zoom in properly. I did make a statement to them myself, as numerous folks have. Anyway, Ringler is interested in publicizing what's going on in the Poganip, around the OVO, and also the Capitola mobile home fight, which some of you may be familiar with who've been listening to these netcasts. Capitola slumlords are attempting to hike the rents for the an RV park there, and the RV people are organizing to fight back, and I'll hope to have more on that in this coming Sunday. Anyway, that's what I've got for you. Again, the number to reach me is 831-423-4833. You can reach Sarah Ringler at sring@cruzio.com, or you can try calling, emailing Koluyaki, 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 @gmail.com. But for the moment, here's the flashback to May 19th, 2011.